I'd like to make a testimony regarding our companion prayer with Sister Yan.
我们当时是很被那个提前提摩太前书第二章一节摸着，所以我劝你一一要为万人祈求祷告代求感谢。然后当时我们就立约开始每周至少五次的祷告赞美主。
Amen.
So, we were inspired by the verse from 2 Timothy 2:1. I exhort therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. So we decided we're going to have corporate prayer 5 times a week.
刚开始的时候，因为我们没有定下具体的祷告事项，然后也可能是我没有完全的对主敞开，所以我刚开始的时候每天大概只有20秒的祷告的时间。但是在姊妹的带领之下，我们开始为福音朋友代求，然后也为姊妹们的具体事项代求，所以大概3个星期之后，我忽然就发现我的祷告时间从之前的20秒变成了好几段的60秒。
Starting from beginning, we don't have anything specific to pray for, so each prayer will last only about 20 seconds, yet after 3 weeks, we have more specific burdens regarding petition for the gospel and regarding burdens of the saints. So our prayer become prolonged to at least 1 minute every time.
感谢主在我身上的变化能够让我在主里有长大有更新，然后也对姊妹们更加敞开，也就是对主更加敞开，能够让主在我里面做工。然后更重要的是，每当我软弱的时候点开微信听见姊妹祷告的声音的时候，我就很得加强。
Praise the Lord who is doing a transformation and renewing work on me, and very particularly I thank him for that even when I weep. But I'm still among the sisters, and whenever I open the WeChat and hear the prayer from the sisters, I don't weep.
一个人就是一直的快跑跟随主是不可能的，但是有姊妹们陪着带领着的话就是可能的。感谢主。
Running the course individually is impossible, yet running with companions is altogether possible.
So, Sister Tongfeng, Sister Yi and I started praying group 5 months ago, and we pray every day, like 1 to 2 minutes for each. So every day we have specific burden, like we may pray for sister house and brother's house on Monday, and on Tuesday we pray for brother and sisters in need. So every day we pray for some saints. I just want to share some verse that encouraged me a lot. That's in Philippians 1. I thank my God upon all my remembrance of you, always in my every petition on behalf of you all, making my petition with joy. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the inward parts of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in full knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve by testing the things which differ and are more excellent, that you may be pure and without offense unto the day of Christ. So this practice really gives us a chance to pray, to serve the Lord with our prayer and petition for the saints.
Amen.
I'm very encouraged and strengthened by this prayer. Even though it seems like we are praying for others, but actually we are strengthened first.
Amen.
So may the Lord keep us to serve him continually with prayer and petition for others.
Amen.
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 Praise
the
Lord. I think when we start this praying group in summer, and we also have a list for the sisters. One is we pray for Brother Qiming and Sister Keke. They reunite and then. And that time, we don't really know what's happened, and then we just pray. And in September, and then Sister Yan told me that Keke is coming back. I was surprised. I was thinking, why did I not believe in what I was praying? Lord Jesus,
amen.
So yeah, we need to believe in what we pray. Amen. And the more we pray, the more burden we will have.
Amen.
And also, yeah, when we pray for the people, we will have this burden to visit them. And yeah, when we pray for sisters, we would want to fellowship with them. That is true. And
And when we pray together, and I would also strengthened by our prayer. And although we do not know when our prayer will be answered, but in Psalm 69:13, it says, "As for me, my prayer is to you, O Jehovah, in an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me, in the faithfulness of your salvation."
Amen.
And if we do not pray, then God has no way to answer our prayer.
Yeah.
So we need to pray continually.
Amen.
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 I feel this. There is a heavier and heavier burden in our church living that we all need to be living before our Lord. It is so together very easy for us to fall into formality and fall into religiousness. We carry out all kinds of works and we know about all the high-peak knowledge of truth, yet we do not touch the Lord.
Right.
We do not renew by the Lord.
Right.
So there is a desperation in my heart and in our heart. I believe in many of us feels the same way, that we all need to come to the Lord every day just because we need to be renewed and just because we need to be touched by the Lord.
Right.
Just because we need to be enlightened by the Lord, so we can have a clear vision, a clear seeing, not only regarding the Lord Himself, not only regarding the building of the church, but even in a personal level, to see what ourselves actually are, to see how evil we are, to see how degraded we are, and to know how much together we are unable and impossible to carry any work and any service to the Lord and for the Lord by ourselves. Only in that case, only when we have that kind of seeing, only when we have that kind of feeling, then the Lord can come in, and then the Lord can start working in us, and then we can truly receive a burden from the Lord. And then when we receive a burden from the Lord, that's where we start to have this companion prayer, in this case me and my wife. So we'll pray for gospel friends, we'll pray for the saints, and those the fundamental principle is the prayer is always going to a person, always go to the people. And the aim and the purpose of the prayer is not merely to solve difficulties and problems for these people. Rather, the goal is to have these people being built up by the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
施主，我和弟兄，每天早上我们就是醒来的时候先呼求主，然后祷告，把这一天奉献给主，然后我们在去单位的路上会为小排里的弟兄姊妹们祷告。然后我想做一个见证，就是我是听到什么信息之后，我很容易去做，就是。我听到了一个信息之后，我就知道我要这样做，我就直接去这样实行。但是当我要实行的时候，我的弟兄他就会说，我们要停下来先祷告。
Amen.
Amen. So we starting by calling the Lord's name when we open the eyes in the early morning, and we have a morning revival together. And for me, I have a weakness, particular weakness, which is that when I listen to a message. When I hear something in the message, I have a tendency to immediately start working. Yet, when I do this, the Lord doesn't really have a way or have a freedom.
Amen.
Amen.
所以，我们就学习先停在主面前，先在主面前有祷告，让主在我们里面有路。然后，主他回来的日子近了，他需要在他回来之前得着一个建造。那我们需要在祷告的事上为主来铺路。我们要有更多符合神心意的祷告，还不是为我们自己的祷告。
Right.
So I have to learn to stop before the Lord, to have the Lord to have a free way in me first, and then I'm able to serve, and then I'm able to work. I feel that the Lord is coming back very soon. And for His coming back, He needs a built-up body. And everything that we do must be for His building up.
Amen.
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 Christian life without praise
and we just feel weak, we just feel we cannot move on. In my personal life, every morning, I first things when I wake up, I will come to the Lord, simply pray.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this new day. Thank
right.
you for the new supply to me.
Yes.
I can every day live a life yeah. depend on you, not on me. So I will simply pray to the Lord, and this is my daily life, and I enjoy the word, pray, read the word. That's how I can keep, that's how I practice how to build the Lord into me and build myself with other saints. And I also have prayer, we say one-to-one pray together with Sister Rosa. I really enjoy praying with her. We read every Wednesday, we read the morning revival material together in the evening. Through the word, we strengthen each other. We discussing the message, we are deep into the message, then we will, after that, we will pray for the saints. Whenever we see who is not here, or then we just have burden to pray together.
Amen.
We set up the time. I think this is very good. So I also have another companion, Sister Yuan. We've been practicing praying together or and reading together for many years. For a couple of, 2 years. I really enjoy to have her to be my companion.
Mm.
I feel, you know, if we just be an individual Christian, we will not be satisfied. We
right.
also need one another.
Amen.
I feel so good when we are. Sometimes sister has, at that time she was a new one, and in the beginning she has some questions about the church life, and I think I cannot solve the problem, but we just read through the word and we pray, read together and sharing the message. I feel, you know, we've all been strengthened by that.
Amen.
We move on in the church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate that. On Friday, last Friday, we read about a Maitreya saying that we should not be the good, we should not only try to be the good girl and the good boy when we are in the meeting. We should be really open up and be in the fellowship with the body. And I appreciate that it's such a, like, it's through the companion meeting that we are open up. It's, I feel like sometimes it's really hard to open up in a big meeting setting. But then, like, this is the time, like, we are really open to the to one another and then be built up in the body. Actually, I feel like, you know, sometimes you don't really want to have, you don't really want to read with your companion. You think, like, you want the time, but actually it's just 15 minutes. Sometimes you feel like, you know, I want to use that 15 minutes for my study or for some other thing. But then at night, then you just realize the 15 minutes actually you're not using for something that really useful.
Mm.
I feel like throughout these years, it's like you just need to set aside the time. You just need to feel that this 15 minutes is not for you. It's for the Lord. It's
Amen.
To come back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
then, yeah. Amen. Amen. 我是今天早上才接到瑞芬跟我打电话，然后说要做一些小小的见证。那我是很紧张，我从来没有这样子在大家面这么多人面前讲。但是我想要跟大家说说，我们是真的需要在教会里头找一两个弟兄姊妹，大家一起来享受主，然后来分享。
I'm quite nervous right now. I just received the notice to make the testimony this morning. But even though I'm nervous, I do have a real burden that all of us, we need at least one or two companions to pray with, to enjoy the Lord with.
Okay. 然后还有礼拜二的时候有跟蒋小玲姊妹一起来祷告，然后另外就还有礼拜一的时候有跟杨翠一起读经，还有礼拜四的时候有跟何文姊妹一起读晨经圣言。
Okay. So I spend time to pray with Sister Riven every Wednesday and with Sister Pro every Tuesday. And that's Thursday.
this event.
Monday with Sister Yang Cui. So I have three companions to pray with. But recently, because of this practice, we are having more fellowship with each other, and I have more fellowship so that the Lord can really supply me.
Yeah. And we often pray for our
We pray for ourselves. We pray for the welfare for the other saints. We pray for the saints who need a job, and we pray for each other in many aspects.
Amen. 所以我希望大家能够一起来找自己的同伴，一起经历主，享受主，然后有更好的经历。
So I can really feel that the church is a big family, and we can really feel the oneness. So I encourage all of us to find at least one or two companions. You will also gain more Christ, and you will also be more, you will also grow up faster.
I have been in this Gateway Church for almost 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm very glad to be here, to know so many brothers and sisters. And I can feel very strong and rich supplies. Start from 3 weeks ago, I think. Every morning around 8 or 8:30 when I woke up, the first thing is to grab my cell phone. And the second thing is, I every day I can see a message from Brother Luton. He sent me a pretty message to me every morning. I'm really touched by what he's doing, and I can feel the love from brothers
and
from the God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
What he did really encouraged me, because I have to be honest, I don't pray very often. And after he did this, when I drive to my company, although it only takes 3 minutes from my home to my company, but I try to pray now.
Amen.
30 seconds, 1 minute.
Amen.
But it really refresh myself every morning.
Amen.
It's a very good beginning.
Amen.
And, I really appreciate what brother did for me.
Amen.
And, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Mm.
In order to even carry out any of the other functions, we know that prayer according to God's need.
Amen.
And we, of course, know the example of Hannah, that she prayed that God would meet her need so that she could meet God's need.
Mm.
Right. And so she came to the Lord and she asked the Lord. When you ask something, it's because you have nothing. So when you have nothing, you ask for the Lord, and the Lord gives, or the Lord will lend. And at the end, it says that she lent him to Jehovah, right? And so we ask of the Lord because we have nothing. So I had a very big need. I had a need. And I asked a sister, you know, I said, sister, will you pray for me?
Mm.
Will you pray with me?
Amen.
I really have a desperate need to pray.
Yeah.
And I really approached her because I had this need. And she said yes. And so we began to pray. And even though perhaps it was my need, I don't know if it was connected to God's need, but I had a need. And so we began to pray. as we prayed, you know, the Lord, somehow, I don't even know how, we began to pray for so many other needs. And we now, you know, we pray every morning. This prayer is a source of strength to us.
Amen.
We pray for every college student in this Rutgers campus.
Amen.
We pray for every serving one, serving the young ones.
Yeah.
We pray for our families. We pray for many of you that are sitting here.
Amen.
We pray and we for the young ones. We pray for our families. We pray for the needs of the church in Piscataway,
yes.
For God's economy, for God's move on this earth.
Amen.
And we just were directed this way. We don't even pray for one another that much. You know, we don't talk about, you know, different things, but we have seen the Lord's hand.
Amen.
We have seen the answer to our prayers in much detail.
Yeah.
So each one of you in the college campus is being prayed for.
Amen.
Every one of you. It's a source of strength to us to know that we can participate in God's economy.
Amen.
By praying for God's economy.
Amen.
And this is very, very special.
Amen.
And very special to
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Amen. Actually, I have to say that when Virginia approached me, I actually don't know her from me. And I just know that we need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I look at my schedule. You know that at work, I'm actually very busy. So I remember the first time, after I said yes and I went back to look at my schedule, I told her, you know, when I have early meetings, I won't be able to pray with you.
Amen.
But then I think about this, you know, actually this should be our priority. You know, many of us, we are working, but we actually can work out our schedule, you know, to put the church activities the first.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I just, you know, bring this to you. And then, so now, you know, I unless it's necessary, I don't schedule early meetings anymore. So, you know, I put my students, you know, second, my brothers and sisters in the church first.
Amen.
So that I can make it every day.
Amen.
And, you know, I remember one day, you know, I was like, very sad, you know, a lot of issues. And Virginia probably did not know this at all. And she started to pray, and I was like, this is what exactly I need right now.
Right.
You know, we actually don't talk to each other about, you know, our personal life, this or that. You know, every day we just pick up the phone and we say, praise the Lord, and we pray, and a lot of names are on our heart. And I think that, I don't know if you feel this way, this week's message is on the cross.
Yes.
And it says that cross is the center of the universe.
Yes.
I don't know if you have this feeling. Anytime I pray, I think I'm going on the cross.
Right.
Because somewhere the message said that it, you know, the cross takes away our natural life.
Right.
Yeah.
Our own activity.
Yes.
So if we are just on, you know, in ourselves, we actually cannot do anything. You know, I'm the doing person. I really like to do a lot of things. But you know, I really appreciate that the Lord prepared for the companions around us so that we can pray together. We can bear brothers and sisters.